I've got a guest today. His name is Keith Squires. Hello, Keith.
Hi, Ian.
How are you doing?
Great, thanks. I'm up in North Wales. It's really sunny. I'm just near the sea, so it couldn't be better.
Oh, wow. I don't remember, when I went to North Wales, I don't remember going to the seaside.
That's the great thing about North Wales, up where we are, near Bangor, Carnarvon.
Yeah.
You've got everything really close.
Oh,
you've got
wow.
The mountains. And you got like a rocky coastline.
Yeah.
You got Anglesey with lots of beaches. And you got castles. And now there's all, if you like an adrenaline buzz, we've got a zip wire thing as well. I think it's the biggest one in Europe. And you can go about 100 miles an hour if that's what you're into.
Really? I do like a zip wire, but I haven't been on one that fast. Wow, that is.
I haven't been on it. But the best part, well, even better than that.
Yeah.
Is our Drew Yoga Centre is there in the middle of the mountain, and it's only 3 hours on the train from London, and then you're there in this valley, you've got this wonderful food, you're doing yoga, you're meeting nice people, and it's totally refreshing.
Oh, I bet it will.
We see people that come really stressed on a Friday night, and by Monday, or by Sunday afternoon, they're feeling great and rosy-cheeked and ready to go.
So it's a weekend retreat, is it?
We've done a lot of weekend retreats. Basically, that's convenient for people, or we do longer ones, you know, that include maybe Thursday, Friday, and Monday, so up to 5 days.
Oh, wow. That's
nice. That seems to suit people. And but even a weekend can make a difference.
Oh, of course.
And we call it Drew Yoga, and it's a very sort of flowing form of yoga using breathing, visualization. It strengthens you, it relaxes you. And that's the good thing about yoga, whatever exercise you do, you know, if you're an athlete or you like jogging, it strengthens all your muscle groups.
So Drew Yoga, that's spelled D-R-U, is it?
D-R-U, yeah, I think that's what you did say.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to look it up.
Yeah, it's, that's right, it's drewyoga.com.
Okay.
So check that out, but also there's a lot of free stuff on there. And, you know, you can see some of the movements.
Yeah.
Because today is International Day of Yoga, so it's a good day to get started.
Well, it is. It's always good to get started when on an international day of something. So this is also the start of International Yoga Week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So it's a bit like yoga. It stretches out a bit.
Yeah.
For the whole week. And actually, last time we made it longer. It was longer than a week because we joined. We had a big festival in Manchester, so we included that in it. So it went on. But today is actually United Nations Day of Yoga, so all over the world, people are having functions and they're doing yoga meetings, and people are really getting into it and feeling the benefit.
So if say like me, you've never done yoga in your life, and you think, I need something to calm my life down, and I need to take some time in my life to do something that will, I don't know, reset my inner chi, for example. Is that the word? Your inside?
Exactly the right word.
Yeah. How would you go about then starting with yoga? I mean, have you got to be a certain size, or can anyone of any size do it, whether you're fat or thin or tall or short?
Yeah, it depends on the class that you choose. So some of them are very sort of a strenuous yoga, so it is really a really great workout, you know. But our style of yoga, Drew Yoga, I say it's very flowing. We're using breathing visualizations. And so you just do it for your own ability. And if you can't do much, you just do what you can. And also, there's a wonderful thing called pranayama, which is, I think you mentioned chi, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Prana is exactly the same as chi. So it basically increases your energy and your life force just through breathing.
Right.
So you don't actually do anything. And we do. And one of the best ones is the alternate nostril breath, where you can Google it or you can check it on our website through yoga.com. And you just breathe in left nostril, so you alternate nostrils. That balances your mind. You feel more calm.
Yeah.
And within 3 minutes, honestly, if you've got a big interview or something, you can do that. Or you've got a job interview or something, or the in-laws are coming. You know, it's the fastest way to calm yourself, where you think you're really going to lose your someone and you don't want to because you know it'll wreck the rest of your life sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then do this. It can save you. You know, it can save your marriage and save your friendship.
Oh, wow. So.
And there's another one called Kapalabhati breathing, where you sort of force out the air and let it from your diaphragm, let it come back naturally.
Yeah.
And that gives you a lot of extra energy.
So just force out all the bad air out of your diaphragm.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So detoxing.
Yeah.
And some posture, a lot of it is just holding a posture, so you don't have to move at all.
Right.
And one of the best ones, which is fantastic for whales, is called the mountain posture, where you just stand still, you know, sort of, and you sort of focus on your breathing, close your eyes, and that's one of the best postures. And if you just do that, you can feel still in the middle of chaos. You know, even if you're at the bus stop or a train.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
So you just let the world go past you and you stop. It's like watching one of those movies where everything's going really super fast, and then see one body just standing there watching it, and that's you, that body, and then everything else is just going past you.
Exactly, and that's the whole point of yoga as well. I mean, great, it's all inclusive, if you like. You know, I know Karen's away, she's probably on all inclusive at the moment, but you know, it's exercise, it's relaxing, but also it brings you to a still point. It includes breathing, like I said, and it includes meditations, and actually includes food.
Right.
So it's like a all-in-one package of health, and actually the whole idea is to live longer and live longer more healthily.
Well, of course.
And it's just through simple things like eating natural food, doing a bit of yoga, going for a walk in nature, that sort of thing.
Yeah. How often do you practice? Every day?
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a fib now. I'm not allowed to can do that. But you don't have to do that much. Sometimes it's just 10 minutes in the morning.
Yeah.
So you can have like uppers and downers in yoga.
Yeah.
So in the morning, we can do something called the Surya Namaskar, which is a sun sequence.
Yeah.
And that's a sequence of 12 postures. And actually, yoga is quite scientific. The sort of bends and twists, they actually squeeze and activate different organs.
Yeah.
So it's quite systematic. You just do the sequence of 12 postures, and, you know, it makes you feel great, gives you loads of energy. And in the evening, you can do something more relaxing. You can do a little breathing work. You can do relaxation. And that really helps you sleep as well, because that's important. And I know that's getting quite a problem now with insomnia.
Oh, yeah, a lot more people are getting that. It's terrible.
Yeah, you know, and stress. And yoga is a lovely, natural, drug-free way to do it. And it won't cause, you know, it's just going to bring you back to balance, really.
So all this breathing style of yoga, can this be done from a seated position, or do you need to be standing up for all this?
Well, the idea of yoga is that it's very balancing, so we do everything. We're standing up, we're sitting down,
okay.
We're lying on your front, like bending forwards, bending backwards.
Yeah.
And in that way, you see, everything gets exercised and energized, so it's quite systematic. And that's why it's good if you do other exercise, which is just exercising one set of muscles.
I'm with you. Well, that sounds quite interesting. I've got to tell you, I nearly started a yoga class about 10 years ago, and I phoned them up, and the lady said to me, "Are you flexible?" I can't do Mondays or Fridays.
That's the way. That's the only way you need to be flexible, because your body, we can sort it out, you know. And,
yeah.
We can stretch it out as well, so that's a great thing.
That's the good thing about it. So if people want to get involved with your style of yoga, how do... Have they got these type of classes closer into Essex, or is it only coming away to somewhere as beautiful as North Wales to do this kind of thing?
No, luckily, because we've been doing this for 30 years. It's all over the UK, over Europe.
Good.
You can even go to Australia and do it if you want to, or Canada. In fact, some people do a course. They do one part of it in one country. But we've got loads of teachers all over the country.
Okay, good.
So if you go onto our website, we've got, as I say, it's druyoga.com. Go onto that. Everything's there.
Brilliant.
Classes. And also, you've got find a teacher. So you probably, there are a few teachers in Essex. So you can have something on your doorstep.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well,
there's an online studio as well. So even if you haven't got a teacher, you can just switch on you can have it on your mobile phone. You can be doing it on the tube once you go to work.
Yeah, no one will know you're doing it if you're doing the breathing exercises.
They won't know you're doing it. And even if they do, they won't say anything because no one talks to each other. So
everyone's got their head down on the tube looking at their phones anyway.
Or, you know, make it lead the whole coach in it, you know, get everyone going. It'd be fun.
Now, that I'd like to see on YouTube. That'd be good. That'd be excellent. Anyway, Keith, it's been wonderful speaking to you.
Yeah, thanks, Ian.
No, you're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for coming on. It just gives us another insight of how to get into the well-being state of mind and getting ourselves into a better groove in life, as they say.
Definitely. One bit of advice. Sometimes we keep putting some things off. We think, you know, I'll do a better diet next week, next month. I'll start doing yoga next week. Trouble is, time passes so quickly.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get ill and wish we'd started earlier.
Yeah.
So start today. If you got that idea, just go for it. It's the day of yoga, so don't wait.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Keith. You take care. Give my love to North Wales, won't you?
Yeah, will do. Yeah, thanks a lot.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.